Welcome to the Breaking News Show by eTurbo News. For more episodes, go to breakingnewsshow.com. Stay tuned for the latest. Africa to name WHO Regional Health Director this month. The Regional Committee of the WHO African Region is scheduled to conduct a vote for the next regional director during a closed meeting from the 26th to the 30th of this month in Brazzaville, Republic of Congo. In an effort to enhance health outcomes for both the African population and foreign nationals residing in or visiting the continent, African nations are scheduled to elect and subsequently endorse a new regional director for the World Health Organization, WHO, later this month. Despite its abundant natural resources and numerous tourist attractions, including wildlife, diverse geographical features, and cultural heritage sites, Africa continues to grapple with a wide range of health challenges, with a significant portion of its population lacking access to sufficient healthcare services. In its initiative to enhance health service delivery across Africa, the World Health Organization, WHO, has been actively seeking a candidate who can advocate for climate resilience and sustainable health systems, with a focus on a primary healthcare framework. Tanzania has nominated and endorsed Dr. Faustine Ndugulile, a former deputy health minister and a qualified medical doctor, to compete for the position of regional director at the WHO, representing Africa on the international stage. The physician from Tanzania is aiming to take over the position held by Dr. Matshidiso Rebecca Modi, a national of Botswana, whose second term as the WHO regional director for Africa is set to conclude during the 74th session of the WHO Regional Committee for Africa, scheduled to take place in Brazzaville, Republic of Congo, at the end of this month. Delegates from all 47 African member states of the WHO, which make up the Africa Committee, will engage in a secret ballot. Candidates who secure a majority of the votes will be nominated for the role, and their names will be submitted to the WHO Executive Board in Geneva for final appointment. In a recent conversation with an ETN correspondent in Tanzania, Dr. Ndugulile expressed his commitment to reforming Africa's healthcare system to ensure that optimal and accessible health services are available to the continent's population. Additionally, he highlighted several key priorities, including health security, innovation and research, as well as fostering partnerships and collaboration among African governments and various health development organizations. With a background in microbiology, Dr. Ndugulile has developed extensive experience and knowledge in public health, underpinned by a robust focus on leadership and innovation. Dr. Ndugulile stated that his candidacy embodies a united initiative aimed at reshaping the health environment across Africa. By emphasizing universal health coverage, maternal and child health, and the establishment of sustainable healthcare systems, we can create a pathway towards a healthier and more prosperous future for all individuals in Africa. He further expressed, "I am dedicated to enhancing access to healthcare, improving quality, and ensuring equity throughout Africa by means of strategic leadership, collaborative partnerships, and interventions grounded in evidence," as he conveyed to the ETN correspondent. Reflecting on the Universal Health Coverage Service Index, he noted that the majority of African nations score below 50%, while Sub-Saharan Africa accounts for 70% of the global maternal mortality rate, 50% of deaths among children under 1 year, and 30% of stunting in African children. Dr. Ndugulile asserted that, if elected to the position, one of his primary objectives would be to enhance African investment in the domestic production of health-related products, such as vaccines, medications, and various medical devices. This initiative aims to better equip Africa for future emergencies, drawing lessons from the COVID-19 pandemic, which resulted in significant loss of life across the continent. The African continent has been identified as having a significantly elevated incidence of contagious disease outbreaks, which presents health risks to foreign visitors, particularly those from Europe and America. The Tanzanian physician has pledged to enhance the World Health Organization's regional offices by amplifying the voices of member states within the global health agenda and actively participating in regional and economic integrations to promote gender equality and geographical equity. He expressed, "I am genuinely dedicated to developing robust health systems, empowering communities, and preparing for future health emergencies in Africa during this critical time. We should wholeheartedly adopt this vision and collaborate to reshape the health landscape of Africa. By uniting our efforts, we can realize a common goal and foster a healthier, more prosperous future for the continent, he stated to ETN. His aspiration is to envision Africa as a region where every person flourishes with optimal health and well-being, underpinned by health systems that are accessible, equitable, and sustainable. The Regional Committee of the WHO African Region is scheduled to conduct a vote for the next regional director during a closed meeting from the 26th to the 30th of this month in Brazzaville, Republic of Congo. Thank you for listening. Watch and listen to more episodes on BreakingNewsShow.com.